What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Breaking Blue podcast. This is Nolan Fleming. I'm actually by myself tonight without Wyatt. We're going to start doing these, or I'm going to start doing these after every game this year in both football and basketball, just to get some more content out there, and also because I think it's a more healthy way to do this instead of Twitter, if you ask me. That might just be my opinion, though. But anyway, so obviously this weekend, this Saturday, or this morning, whatever you want to say. Kentucky defeats Toledo 24-16 at home in their season opener. I was not at the game. I watched this in Muhlenberg County. I'm back home for the weekend for the Labor Day. Also in a boot. I've got a fun little stress fracture in my right leg. So get to be fitted for a walking boot and lug this thing around for a few weeks. But either way, Kentucky wins 24-16, and judging by the reaction of the fan base online, at least, which I know is a really healthy way and really great way to gauge that, overwhelmingly negative so far. A win's a win. I mean, we were being picked to lose this game, and we actually, I think we covered, or no, I think the line was minus 10.5 at the end, but for what we were talking about early on this week with me, Wyatt, and John Huang on this week's earlier episode, it was minus 6.5, and they did cover. They won by 8, but it was such a slog fest. And I think a lot of the things that people wanted to see improvements on, it just didn't happen. And I think that's mainly starting with the offense, right? So let's look at the offense, right? Zach Calzada, his first start as Wildcat, was not probably what people wanted. He went 10 of 23 for 85 yards and also had that really bad pick on third and short where he threw it off of his back leg. And then also safety given up. And I believe third or fourth drive of the game in the second quarter, it made it 10 to 2. And it was 10 to 2 most of the way until the fourth quarter. Going into the fourth quarter, it was still 10 to 2, which was the halftime score. So not what you wanted to see there. In general, from the running backs, Dante Dowdell had a really nice touchdown. I think he went 79 yards, which was a very good play. It was very encouraging to see that. That's something we missed last year. But other than that run, they were kind of fighting for every yard they had, right? They were going about an average 4 yards maybe. And so it was a little tough to watch. It was just, in general, the game was a snooze fest. It was an absolute snooze fest in terms of entertainment. And it's the thing that a lot of the fans, including myself in the past, including myself, have come to criticize Stoops for. Whether that be fair or not, that's up to you. But it's just the truth. The defense, I do think, played an absolutely great game, personally, or maybe not great, but a very good game. Only allowed 2 points until the fourth quarter, where they did allow 2 touchdowns, allowed them to hang around maybe a little too much. But that defensive line this year looks like it's going to be a little bit stronger than last year, which is a good thing. The defensive line did give us a little bit of problems last year. We're getting more pressure on the quarterback in this game. Steven Soles, man, he played out of his mind. He was very good. That forced fumble was huge in that game. It was a huge spot, allowed Kentucky to score. So, in general, though, this game's going to be whatever I think, it's going to be whatever you take from it. It's really up to the person. Now, where I tend to probably stand on this is a win's a win. Think about this. Going into the year, and we've talked about it on the pod, we've been saying that maybe the best case scenario is 6 wins. And I still think that that's true. Wyatt and I both picked 6 wins. And I still think that's the best case scenario. And you do go into an Ole Miss game next weekend where you're going to be 1-0. You're going to be playing a team that really wants to beat you because there's a huge revenge factor going on. Lane Kiffin definitely is going to want to get one back on Mark Stoops after last year, where we definitely kept them out of the playoffs. And Lexington should be a little more excited than it was today. That crowd looked rough, I'm not going to lie. It didn't look great. It was definitely not like the last two season openers that I remember. Even last year, I was at that weird game against Southern Miss. It was still sold out. That's not the case this time around. I'm not sure what the official attendance ended up being, but was not great compared to recent years. So hopefully that changes next weekend. I assume it would because of the magnitude of the game is going to be a lot higher. It's going to be, we're prime time. I think we're 3:30 on ABC, I believe. I think it could be an interesting environment. I don't know if we're getting SEC Nation, anything like that. College Game Day, definitely not going to be here. I think they're going to be in Norman for Oklahoma and Michigan. So not that we were going to get them in the first place, but you get the point. In general, I'm going to break this game down a little bit. I'm going to go drive by drive here. Just what I saw. The first drive of the game for Kentucky ended in a punt, I believe. And that was, there was a pass, I believe. It was to maybe it was to Harley Gilmore, or was it Kendrick? I don't remember. It's been a bit. I'm recording this about 8:30 at night. I haven't been home much, so please forgive me. Either way, barely didn't get the left foot down. Thought he was in, but it is what it is. So Kentucky punted that one away. And then I think the very next drive, you actually had an interception. It was picked off. And it was a huge, that was a huge momentum swing, I think, in the game in general. I can't remember who intercepted that one. Struggling to remember who that was at the moment. I'll let you know when I think it was it not JQ Hardaway? Yeah, it was JQ Hardaway. I can just look on ESPN. Yeah, it was JQ Hardaway. Okay. Anyway, so you get the pick, and then immediately you do get a 7-play touchdown drive, which 7 plays is a lot for 30 yards, but they still got it. Zach Calzada ran that one in. Then you have a lot of you have the punt about Toledo, nothing happening there. But then you had a really bad interception by Zach Calzada, which was just very frustrating. It was like 3rd and 3, and for some reason he threw it off his back foot and just threw it directly to a Toledo defender. Like, you got to make a better read than that, dude. Like, you're seventh year starter, and if Cutter Bowley did actually move the needle, then that's one where people are definitely going to be pointing at Cutter Bowley going, well, why is he not in? Maybe he wouldn't have done that. That's not necessarily true. You don't know, but still. And then Toledo actually drove all the way down the field to about the 1 yard line, and Kentucky came up with the stop on 4th and goal, which was a huge deal. And Kentucky would, that would actually be when Kentucky would give up the safety. That was Zach Calzada. One play immediately sacked in the end zone. It was not a good play. I'm not sure what he saw there. I don't know why he didn't hand it off to Dowdle. Dowdle could have gained probably about 4 or 5 yards off of that run. And for some reason, Calzada pulls it down and stays in the end zone and immediately gets hit. So 2 points for Toledo there, and then 7-2 for a long time until about the and then well, actually, you have a fumble, I believe, too. Calzada made a really nice pass, actually. Willie Rodriguez, probably his best throw of the day for the most part. And then Rodriguez took it like 25 yards and then fumbles. And it was recovered by Toledo. And Toledo also turned it over on downs in that possession. And then finally, Kentucky gets a positive drive. They go however long and then hit the field goal. Shout out to Jacob Colway. He hit a 45-yard field goal. Looked pretty good for a young guy like that. So. And then a lot of punts after that, end of the half, more punts. The entire third quarter was punts. And then the fourth quarter got a little bit more interesting, at least. Good touchdown drive for Kentucky there. Nice pass, a nice pass from Zach Calzada for a first down. But it was Seth McGowan, I think, believe that got in the end zone there. And then, but immediately after that, Toledo's answers, our defense fails to prevent the answer. And it's 9-20. It's, I think, 9-17, and then the next drive is a 1-play Dante Dowdle touchdown for 79 yards, and it's 24-9. And then a bunch of nothing happens, really. Turnover on downs and stuff like that. I think Toledo had one more touchdown. That was it. 16-24. Kentucky wins. So it was a very boring game. It was very boring, and honestly, it is admittedly tough to take a lot positive from it other than, well, I'm glad we've got the win. And that's where I'm going to stay at with it, is that I'm glad we got the win. And we're going to see what happens the rest of the way. I still think 6-6 is on the table. I predicted this game. I mean, to be fair, John, Wyatt, and I, not to toot our own horns, but we did predict the game to kind of go down the way it did. And that's how it went. Kentucky ends up, in a very close game, and at halftime, it's a one possession game. And then the rest of the way, it's just a grinded out win. It's very Mark Stoops. It's a very Mark Stoops game. And we just have to be at peace with that. It might not be the most fun brand of football, but a win's a win at the end of the day. Now, as far as next week, Wyatt and I are going to talk more about that. And we are actually going to be joined by former Kentucky kicker Matt Ruffalo, who has a very long history with Ole Miss. He's very much known. Lane Kiffin likes to send him Christmas cards. So Matt Ruffalo is going to join us, and we're going to break down that game for you and talk a little bit more about this Toledo game, even though we have gone down a little bit tonight. But in general, a win's a win. Kentucky's 1-0 this season. Next week, we have a huge one against Ole Miss, and we really need that crowd to be up and going. And I'm a little worried about the crowd right now. I'll go a little bit more on this tangent later. But apparently, and again, I was not at the game, but I've been told, I've seen on Twitter, and I have asked people that were at the game, and they have told me it was true that Grove Street was not played, and it looks like Grove Street might be gone. I think personally, and this is just me, maybe this is an overwhelmingly terrible decision for UK. I don't understand why. I heard the rumors that maybe the players don't like it. I don't know. I haven't heard from anyone, any players or anything about it. No one's told me if the players like it or not. Maybe they love it, maybe they hate it. But sometimes you don't even have to play it when they run out. Play it in the fourth quarter like you used to do. Doesn't matter. You have to this season get this fan base back in on this football program. Because the main thing this year going in is that you have people saying that you're going 3-9. You have people entirely doubting your program. And I think taking away the tradition that they value the most, really, at least the modern fans, is not a good way to do that. I think it's a terrible idea. I don't know whose idea it was. Whoever it was, they should probably reconsider and really think about the impact that's going to have on the crowd, because that crowd was dead today. It was dead today. And it can't be dead next week. Ole Miss has got a lot of potential. They're young. They're a young team, but they have potential and they're fired up. Any veterans on that team want Kentucky beat. Lane Kiffin wants Kentucky beat. And the history between him and Mark Stoops is noted. And Kentucky has to be ready for that. And the crowd has to be good for that game. You can't be doing things like eliminating Grove Street party that sacrifice the crowd. It's a terrible idea. It's not going to work. I don't know what the song is. Apparently, it's a Limp Bizkit song that they're playing when they run out now. I think maybe I'm wrong on that. But either way, that's a terrible decision. You cannot do that. So, hopefully that changes next week. I really hope that they bring Grove Street back. I think it would be a very bad idea not to. So, other than that, Kentucky wins 24-16. The season is off to a 1-0 start. Again, we'll be live Monday. It'll be me and Wyatt with former UK kicker Matt Ruffalo joining us again this year. Going to talk ball with him. Always great to have Matt. Matt's a very, very, very fun guy to talk to and to just listen to. He's got a lot of stories and he loves to talk Kentucky football. So please join us then. If you've got any comments, questions, just go ahead and comment. Follow me on Twitter at NolanUKY27. Follow Wyatt Huff at Wildcat Wave on Twitter. And yeah, Kentucky wins 24-16. Season's off to a 1-0 start. It's a better start than Alabama. We have a better record than Alabama. How about that? Alabama's 0-1. They lost to Florida State today. First time we've been able to say that in a long time, isn't it? So This could have been a lot worse. This could have been worse. We could have lost to Toledo, and instead of people talking about Alabama losing, they could have talked about Kentucky losing. So either way, Mark Stoops lives another day, and our offense, we will see. Hopefully it improves. So we'll see you guys Monday. Don't forget to tune into that, and stay sober, go Big Blue. Have a good one.